Hello.
Oh, Jack?
Yeah, how'd you think Newsweek was to you?
Oh, well, I thought it was all right. They didn't say anything very new, did they?
No, but I thought it was fine. I thought it was
did
good.
You?
Especially if you read Time magazine. Have you read them yet?
Yeah, God, that's mean.
Yeah. I saw Harry Luce today.
Had you seen Time at the time you saw him?
Yeah.
Did you say anything?
Oh, I gave it to him for 45 minutes. He says, well, I've been out in Phoenix. Doesn't seem that bad to me. I said, well, listen, bad to me.
God, I thought they were bastards. They really went out of their way on that damn thing, didn't they?
But isn't that peculiar? You see, it shows that he's really losing his grip. He's here. He's in to see me to ask me to come up to that dinner, you know.
Yeah.
And he's coming in the morning. He comes in. You'd think they'd at least give me a soft soap. It would have been much more difficult.
What did you say to him?
Well, I left it with him in the morning, sort of, let's get a few good ones out of you. But then I decided, I said, I'll let you know later if I can come. But I just thought I don't want to leave it in doubt because he will write a couple of good ones. And then I'd have to go. And I think the Newsweek and Graham and everybody would think that was a... And in addition, I think probably for me to be up there for Time after what has obviously been would really look like a...
We wrote out the mistakes they made on just on the one thing, which was on the Cuban prisoners, and just incredible. I mean, how many... They just don't make an effort, do they?
No, it's, it's a real... I mean, they're just mean as hell up there, but I don't think he registers on it or something.
He
registers on it. No, you know, they're awfully fair. They were good in the campaign, and that was because... Furbringer is the real. He's the son of a bitch up there. And he was out in the campaign. They're pretty good. So, I mean, I don't think Luce is hostile. I think he just, you know, he hasn't got any sensitivity. He doesn't probably like the thing much anyway, but he hasn't got any sensitivity. He didn't seem to think this was bad, even though there were five letters to the editor that all stuck. So, anyway, I thought I'd just write it and tell him I didn't think I'd go.
Was he jolly?
Oh, yeah, he's very agreeable, very pleasant.